Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech, driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Kyle Ambert and Emily Hudson.
Hi, this is Emily Hudson.
And I'm Kyle Ambert.
And this is Intel on AI. Today, we are talking with Bob Anderson, the General Manager of Sales for Strategic Accounts at Inspur. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Can you tell us a little bit about your work with Inspur?
Absolutely. So I currently work with Strategic Accounts in the U.S. I've been with Inspur coming up on 4 years now. I've been in the data center server business over a decade, and I've been in the technology arena since the late 80s.
Nice. Can you tell us a little bit about what got you interested in working in data center technologies?
You know, I kind of got into data center technology by accident. I was working in consumer technologies, and as we saw what was happening in the data center business and how server business was evolving, we saw an opportunity to be able to provide solutions that were more customized to especially internet infrastructure customers. And you know, the rest is history.
So I was reading a little bit about Inspur. It sounds like a really interesting company. One of the offerings that I saw that you had was a full stack AI platform, which I thought was really cool. I've seen these starting to come up more recently for other companies as well. So I was curious, how do you differentiate yourselves from your competition? And then two, who would you say your target customer is?
Inspur is really the world's leading AI computing platform provider. How we differentiate is we offer a four-layer AI stack consisting of computing hardware, management suite, framework optimization, and application acceleration. This stack builds an agile, efficient, and optimized AI infrastructure. As it relates to our target customer, Inspur has become a very important AI server and solution supplier for many top-tier CSP customers.
So you mentioned framework optimization. That's something that I spend a lot of time in my day-to-day role at Intel doing. So I was curious at Inspur, whether you guys handle that in an automated way or if it requires manual optimization by the engineering staff.
Currently, a lot of AI companies adopt the technical route of using FPGA technology to achieve customizable, low latency, high performance, and high power consumption ratio for AI inference application. However, there's still many challenges before FPGA technology enters into large-scale AI deployment, like high software writing threshold, limited performance optimization, and challenging power control. So the goal of Inspur's TF2 compute acceleration engine is to solve these challenges for those customers. That TF2 FPGA compute acceleration engine, which supports TensorFlow, helps AI customers quickly implement these FPGAs based on mainstream AI training software and deep neural network model, or DNN, on inference. The TF2 engine delivers high performance and low latency for AI application through the world's first DNN shifting technology on FPGAs.
You know, Kyle and I were talking before the call about how you don't often hear FPGAs and TensorFlow in the same sentence, so this seems like new ground that you're breaking. I'd love to hear a little bit about some of the AI applications that this TF2 is really well suited for.
Yeah, sure. An example of an AI application powered by TF2 and our FPGA, the F10A, the SqueezeNet model on the F10 FPGA card shows excellent computational performance for the TF2 acceleration engine. So if you're not familiar with the F10A, it is the world's first half-height and half-length FPGA accelerator card to support the Intel Aria 10 chip. SqueezeNet, typical convolutional neural network architecture, which is a streamlining model, but its accuracy is comparable to AlexNet. It's especially suitable for image-based AI applications with high real-time requirements. Running the SqueezeNet model optimized by the TF2 engine on FPGA, the calculation time of a single picture is 0.674 milliseconds while maintaining the original accuracy. So image is certainly one of those applications.
So Inspur's TensorFlow FPGA compute acceleration engine, TF2, can you give us a little bit more detail about that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. The TF2 computing acceleration engine is consists of two parts. First part is the model optimization conversion tool, the TF2 transform kit, which optimizes and transforms the deep neural network model data trained by the framework, such as we talked about TensorFlow, by greatly reducing the size of the model data file. So it can compress 32-bit floating point model data into a 4-bit integer data model, making the actual model data file size smaller than the original 1/8, and basically keeps the rule storage of the original model data. The second part is the FPGA Intelligent Running Engine TF2 Runtime Engine. It can automatically convert the previously optimized model file into an FPGA target running file. In order to eliminate the dependence of deep neural networks such as CNN on FPGA floating point computing power, INSPIR designed the innovative shift computing technology, which can quantize 32-bit float point into 8-bit integer data. So combine that with the aforementioned 4-bit integer model data, the converted convolution operation floating point multiplication is calculated as an 8-bit integer shift operation. This greatly improves the FPGA for inference calculation performance and effectively reduces its actual operating power consumption. This is also the world's first case of implementing the shift operation of deep neural network on FPGA under the premise of maintaining the accuracy of the original model.
Nice. So I'm curious, what sorts of challenges does TF2 enable customers to solve on FPGA?
So another great question. So our INSPIR TF2 computing acceleration engine improves AI calculation performance on the FPGA through technical innovations like shift calculation and model optimization. This lowers the AI software implementation threshold of the FPGA. It supports the FPGA to be widely used in the AI ecosystem to enable more AI applications. We plan to open this TF2 engine to our customers. We will continue to upgrade and develop optimization technologies that can support multiple models, the latest deep neural network model, and FPGA accelerator cards using the latest chip. We do expect that the performance of our next generation high-performance FPGA accelerator card will be 3 times that of F10A.
So what you're describing, what TF2 is doing on FPGA, reminds me a lot of an Intel product that we have, OpenVINO, in which we essentially trying to do something similar. We target FPGA as a deployment device, but it's most frequently written about in conjunction with data center type of deployment, wherein we take a TensorFlow model and then compile it into an intermediate representation and then run it using some optimizations that we can enable. It lets it run faster on CPU, GPU, whatever. So Bob, can you tell us a little bit about how INSPIR is working with Intel and what sorts of solutions your partnership with Intel is enabling for your customers?
So INSPIR has been partnering with Intel over the past 20 plus years, delivering IA, Intel architecture-based products. Specifically in the AI space, we have both Intel Xeon and Intel Altera-based solutions, such as our TensorFlow-supported FPGA compute acceleration engine, also known as TF2.
So Bob, for our listeners out there who want to learn more about INSPIR's FPGA solutions, where should they go for more information?
They can get information on our website, inspirsystems.com.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today, Bob. This is Emily Hudson.
This is Kyle Ambert.
And we are Intel on AI.